Welcome to this special edition of Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle, and I'm here with my special guest, Tim Lee, the IEEE IMS 2020 Chair. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, Pat. Thank you. I appreciate very much this opportunity to talk to you today and tell you what's going on with the International Micro Symposium for 2020.
So I'm sure you probably have the most difficult year of all to be involved in the IMS event. Kudos to you and your team for managing this. Can you tell us about the recent decision to go virtual for 2020 that'll be taking place in August? Maybe some kind of timeline and decision process that you went through to get here.
Yes, Pat, that's a very good question. I think a lot of people in our microwave community have been trying to find out what's going to be happening, because we know that IMS is the premier event conference that attracts all people in the microwave industry. So starting up to March of this year, we're still running the normal course of things and organizing for the conference and the exhibition with full intent of going with hosted in the Los Angeles Convention Center. But we know that the world's changed in that month of March and has really been quite different in terms of affecting all parts of our lives. So from March through May 1st, we were monitoring the situation. We created the IMS response team, which was basically doing triage on a daily basis, trying to figure out what were the local, state, and national restrictions, travel lockdowns, availability of venues, and then just concern for our safety of our community. We kept monitoring that, and by the time we hit middle of April, we were really seeing that the forces that be what caused us not to be able to hold a conference as we intended, and that's why we announced on May 1 that we will go virtual. Our intent right now is to give ourselves enough time to do a quality job in converting from physical to a virtual conference. So we decided to not have it on the original dates in the third week of June, but to give us enough time to create a quality program in early August.
Well, I think you made the best decision possible in the light of the way things are. What are some of the main factors that led you to go virtual as opposed to delaying or even canceling?
That's a very good question, Pat. We really appreciate the fact that IMS is the nexus for three groups of our stakeholders. The authors who like to present their research work, the professional microwave engineer who are the technical attendees, and then the exhibitors. So all three parts play into our decision-making. First of all, we knew that we have to capture all the work that's being presented, the papers that were reviewed and accepted. So we have a clear direct path. We knew that if we have physical presentations or virtual, we had a path for them to get their papers into IEEE Explorer so that they can get published. That's number one. Number two, we realized that that's not all that's part of IMS. We are where the microwave industry gets together, network, do business, and the connection between people is so important. And therefore, we look really hard at moving the conference in third quarter or fourth quarter of the year. But as we progress towards the May 1 decision, it was not clear to us that all the travel bans would be lifted, domestic or international, even by December. And so we wanted to, that was really our first option. But then we realized that, hey, we planned for that, and again, we get shut down by travel bans, or that corporate bans are also in effect, and not allowing their employees to travel. And we were hearing that as we talked to various members of our community, that we felt that let's get this done and let's hold it virtual. We had to drop some parts of the program, but for most part, most of the program we intend to have, and then to allow all three parts of our stakeholder community to participate.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the virtual event? You have a ton of sessions in the conference. Can you tell us how the conference will work virtually?
Sure, Pat. So following the track of many other IEEE conferences, that have been purely a technical program with no trade exhibition. We will have the technical talks pre-recorded as audio over PowerPoint. So right now, that relieves the offer from having to stay up like 2 a.m. or whatever, and also possibly bad connections. So those will all be in basically a repository on the website. When we launch the virtual presence, all those will be viewable for the duration of what we call the virtual event. Currently, we're looking at anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. So not normally, IMS ends in 1 week. So we will have an extended period of time so that people, engineers, students can view the material over a longer period of time at their leisure and so forth. Now, to keep the part of the conference that will be more attractive to anybody is that we will have live streaming and also recording of major things that shows us how to have interaction. So for example, the plenary sections, and then also some of the technical lectures and the panel discussions will all be virtual and live. So there will be a live in a US time zone, and then anybody from any other time zone can view it as a pre-recording. Now the third part that's very interesting, I think right now, is that we will be one of the first IEEE conferences to try to hold a virtual trade exhibition. All the ones that I've been talking to and discussion with IEEE headquarters have been just a technical academic conference. So we feel that the vendor exhibition community, which is in over 650 exhibitors, right, that come to IMS every year, we want to offer them that to participate virtually and also to provide their information, contact, to develop sales leads, their brochures, and then to have the opportunity in order to be both in the virtual trade show as well as being sponsors. And we'll have sponsoring opportunities that we will offer and then have that really be a cohesive experience.
So will companies be able to buy virtual booths then and have a presence where they can interact with attendees?
Yes. Right now, our trade exhibition is being managed by Lee Wood in MP Associates. So he will be setting up a program where those things will be offered and discussed with all the current exhibitors that are in IMS 2020. And right now we are working on, right now, because the fact that not everybody may want this or they want to decide to do something else, he's also working on a refund policy. So that's currently being discussed.
Great. Well, it sounds like you covered all the bases. Really appreciate you taking the time to discuss this with me today. We're very quickly after you made the decision. Anything else you wanted to add about the event?
I am disappointed that we weren't able to welcome you and others to the downtown Los Angeles area. But I think given the situation we're in, I think we're gonna do really well. In fact, one of the things that I consider a possible upside is that from looking at other IEEE conferences that have gone virtual, they have seen registration double or triple what they normally get as physical attendance. So normally IEEE, IMS conference, we could expect a physical count of 3,000, 3,500 physical attendance, and then additional people that go to the trade show. At this point, if we see that model progressing, we're expecting to have at least 10,000 people attending.
Wow, that's great news. So great job. I'm glad you guys were very communicative with everybody and letting them know what's going on. And really appreciate you doing this interview today.
Thank you. Yeah, one thing I do want to remind you is we are looking at offering registration for all current IEEE MTT members for free.
Wow, that's great. Well, we'll keep everyone abreast of the latest happenings, as I'm sure we'll follow along, and look forward to the virtual event in August. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat, for your time. And we look forward to working with you at Horizon House and Micro Journal and using your media channels to get the word out.